John, you've written in the past about functional literacy. Would you care to explain exactly what that is and why it's important?
Yeah, because that's actually quite an interesting phrase, isn't it? Functional literacy. Literacy, we understand literacy, understanding words. Functional, making it possible to do things. But isn't that what education should be all about? I first picked up that phrase, gosh, a good 20 years ago, when I visited an exceptional school in New Jersey, Princeton. And it was in a very rough area. It was an area that had a lot of contention about education. And they'd almost given up on it. And then a new principal was appointed, and he was very firm. He said, look, I'm not even going to take on this job. And I've had a chance of talking to the people who make up the community. There were 1,200 pupils in the school, so it was a community of about 70,000 people. He said, I'd like to know what the community think education should be all about. And to start with, he said, don't waste your time. And he said, well, I'm not taking the job unless I can actually get the people to talk. So they did that. At the end of a year, he came up with a fascinating statement. He said, actually, I've had about 60 different groups of people in the community talking about this. And the one thing they're concerned with is what they call functional literacy. The ability to be comfortable with all the levels of change in modern society. And that comfort depends on the ability to think, to communicate, to collaborate, and make decisions. And he said, once we got that out, then we were able to actually systematically rebuild the whole structure. What did he actually mean by that? He actually said, cut the cackle. What actually education is about is functional literacy, getting children to think, communicate, to make decisions. How do people do that? The conscious aim of their school became functional literacy. Every subject, regardless of history or mathematics, was all to do with how do you think, communicate, collaborate, make decisions. They graduated at the end of 10th grade, 2 years before normal level. How do they do that? Because actually the kids were thinking for themselves and taking responsibility. And here was the wonderful thing about functional literacy, because actually they then found that by law they had to keep the students for another 2 years. They didn't want the students in school, so they developed a program which meant what they called learning in the community. They actually found large numbers of members of the community who would act as tutors to children on projects outside school. Every child was expected to spend 3 days a week off the school premises doing interesting things. And I thought, oh, pie in the sky, that's ridiculous. So no, they said, roll the computer program, let's see what people do. And it stopped a girl, a 17-year-old girl. And it said she was a birthing assistant. Now, I lived in Portsmouth years gone by, and I thought birthing assistants were tugboats to sort of put difficult ships alongside the kid. No, this rising 17-year-old, was a trainee midwife in the local maternity hospital. She was probably going Ivy League, she was probably going to read medicine at her senior university, but at 16 or 17, she spent 3 days a week, all through the year, in the maternity room. And she became so good at helping deliver babies that the hospital contacted the school and said, this girl is so good, can she carry a bleeper in her school bag on the 2 days she's not in the hospital? Because if we have a particularly difficult birthing, we would like to have her here. And the school readily agreed. Now, can you imagine building a school system where your sixth formers are spending the majority of their time learning practical skills, applying their intellectual skills, she was going to read medicine, applying the intellectual skills in a very practical way. And then just think about it, what sort of smutty conversations might otherwise have gone in the changing rooms when here's one of their number, who at 16, saw all the implications of giving birth to children. That's what I call functional literacy.